that they are, so they can be put away from the guy. Keep that up, keep them showing that. When they die, they can have a nice funeral. And that's about the biggest thing they're interested in. High food. And you know, the Bible says, disappointed from the man wants to die, and after death, he's going to be judged. After death, judgment. After death. You're not just going to die, and when you die, that's all it is to it. That's what the devil's got the people believing until they're not interested in what's going to happen after death. In other words, they don't believe it. And people say, well, when you're dead, you're dead. You're like a dog. Some would like to be a dog. At one time, God is going to keep you back from your purpose and what you desire to be. You're not going to be a dog. God made you for His glory only. Made you only for His glory. And most people, most, nearly, hardly any, that really want to live for God's glory. They want to get the glory themselves now in this life, facing eternity. Millions is gone, and you know about it. But the devil has put something in the mind of the people that takes away the interest. Anything you're interested in, you dive into it, and you get all out of it that is possible to be obtained. But the one thing the human family is not interested in is what's going to happen after death. But the Bible says after death, judgment. After death, judgment. You're going to be judged for what you've done in this life. Going to be judged for it. Now, people that believe that, become interested in that, then they'll begin to walk so that they won't be judged. You can live so here now that you won't be judged after death. You can fix it now. Just like you come through the street tonight driving your automobile, or today, you don't have no ticket, not going to have none because you obeyed traffic regulations. So you won't have to go to court tomorrow morning. You can go on to work and have nothing to worry about. Pass a 100 cop policemen, you don't have nothing to worry about. Because you obeyed the traffic regulation so that you wouldn't be judged. Or had to go to be judged. Well, you can live like that here now, if you so desire. You can live so in this life that when you pass from time into eternity, you won't be judged. Or as we are here, when the Lord comes, you won't be judged. Apostle Paul said in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, says, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. As we will judge ourselves, judge yourselves, just like you judge yourself in the street driving your automobile, or judge yourself in the walk of life. You don't steal, and you don't kill, you don't fight, you don't gamble, you don't drink. You said, I ought not to do that because it's conservative. You judge yourself so you won't have to go to a natural jail. Now you can live so tonight and henceforth that you don't have to or won't have to be judged when you die or when Jesus comes, if you're here. Won't have to be judged. Judge yourself. When the Word of God says, don't do a thing, don't do it. Then there will be nothing written down against you. When the Word of God says, do a thing, do it. Then there will be nothing. Just do that every day, long as you live. And when you pass some time to eternity and meet the Lord, there will be no judgment whatever. In other words, you won't have to be judged because you judge yourself. The Bible said if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And that's a thing that the people haven't done. Don't bother about doing it. They don't judge themselves. They would rather to be judged. I don't want to be judged. I want to be my own judge. Amen. I don't want nobody to judge me. I'd rather have my judgment in my own hands. Let me look after that. When I look after that myself, then nobody else can come on and judge me. Can nobody judge me tonight? Nobody. Because I'm judging myself. The Bible says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, you're going into eternity and nobody will evade it, no human. I don't care what on earth that the human family will do, they'll never get around the judgment that God predicted unless they do the judging themselves here. Take it out of the hand of God. I'm going to take my judgment out of God's hand. Take it out so that he won't have nothing to do but come and get me. Amen. I'm going to be my judge. Thank God. I'm going to look after that myself. Now you can do it tonight. You can do it tonight. You can wake up, thank God, and become your own judge tonight. So that you won't be judged. So that nobody will be able to judge you. You can go right into the kingdom and you can't be stopped. But if you don't obey what the Word of God says, then you become a transgressor and you've got to go to court in the judgment. Just got to go. There's no getting around it. You've got to go to court. Amen. I'm going to warn you tonight, bring the Word of God to you tonight, and I want you tonight to be your own judge. I don't want you to be judged because that's bad. Anybody got to go to court? They've done something. And who knows whether he's going to get back or not? Huh? You would rather not go. You would rather not have to go. Amen. But if you do something, then you've got to go to court. Got to go to court and give an account to the judge what you did. Now, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Any man or any woman that is transgressing the Word of God, he will have to come into judgment. He can commit suicide, let his body be burned to ashes, and scatter the ashes to the wind. But that individual is coming to judgment. coming to give an account for the deed that was done in the body. You're coming. Folks are living in all kind of sin. They don't care, they don't check up. They do anything they want to do, regardless of what it is. Steal, rob, kill, do anything. Don't regard the Bible no more than there was in the law. What do you think? What do you think? You run over all the law of the land and tear it up and break it up. You know you won't get by with it. You know you won't get by with that. Somebody gonna warn you and say, you better stop what you're doing. Don't you gonna just get to go to jail or go to electric chair? Amen. You better stop. Somebody warn you. Now, nobody can warn the people about sinning because practically everybody sins. And it becomes such a common thing. I'm telling you, all are together, and the more you sin, why, the more fun you make out of it. But you're going to find out, and the day of God's judgment, it won't be no fun. Did you hear what I'm telling you? Now, God has commanded you to do something. God has. Soon you got into the world, you fell under God's law. Fell under the law of God. God told you to do something. Amen. And most people haven't done it. And not going to do it. Don't have in mind, because if they do what God says do, then it's going to deprive them of what they want to do. One thing, God's will is one thing and your will is another. And most people isn't bothered about what God wants done. Most of them. We got folks in here tonight that haven't done God's will and isn't bothering. Amen. Not bothering about doing God's will. Maybe you won't have but another day to live. Who knows? You'll do your will for the next few days and then die and go into eternity and have to be there as long as God lives. Amen. For your disobedience to the will of God. Folks don't pay God's will no attention. They want to do what they want to do. But Jesus, when he was here, he came in a natural body. And there was something in his natural body that didn't want to do the will of God. And he prayed, if it's possible, let this cup pass. And the Spirit wouldn't answer. And he prayed again and it wouldn't answer. And prayed again and it wouldn't answer. Finally he said, not as I will, but thy will be done. That's what God wants every man and every woman to come to the night. And that's what everyone in here ought to do tonight. Give up tonight and say, no more my will, but I'm going to do God's will. When you do that, it's going to mean a blessing to you, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Amen. But until you do that, people, you know, folks know that they ought to do something. And that's the reason they join these false sects. They know they ought to do something. If you tell a man or woman that you ought to go to church, man, he's getting that dimension so strong that on my shirt that I put on tonight, they had a strip of cloth that go to the church of your choice. Amen. That devil is awful, and the people will take that, you know. The devil has kicked the world full of false churches, and the people have an instinct in them, and they know they ought to do something towards some kind of worship. They ain't bothered about the real worship. They ain't bothered about the time God is set. Amen. They ain't bothering about that, but it's an instinct in them that makes them say, well, yes, if I said, you ought to go to church. Don't care how sad that fellow is, he's drinking and smoking and cursing all, I get at him and I say, you ought to go to church. Well, he will kind of consent that, yes, I ought to go, or sometimes he says, I was raised different from this.
I went to church. I was a Sunday school scholar. I went to Sunday school from 4 years old. But I kind of got away from it. Understand? They acknowledged that they ought to go to church. Well, that's what the devil has got everybody doing now, going to church to kind of ease the conscience. And when they said, well, you don't go to church, I said, oh, yes. As you, I was talking to the manager in Miami, Florida, of the bank down there. And I was in his office and talking to him, and he was telling me how spiritual he was. He was a Jew, and he was spiritual because some of his people, I think his wife's father was a rabbi, and that made him very spiritual, very religious. I tell you, it's painful to hear you doing. Painful. So he said to another man there, and says that you ought to be spiritual. He jumped on him that you ought to be spiritual. He didn't know no more about the spirit than a gnat knew about fixing a piano himself. And he got after the other fellow and told him, you ought to be spiritual. And he told him, so something says he was connected to that was went toward the church. And just that nothing, this other fellow said, I didn't know that. You know how I said, I didn't know that. And when this fellow walked out, I said, I didn't know he was saved. My God, how could you be? How on earth could these folks be so foolish and so ignorant? They'll accept anything. The less it is, spiritually speaking, the better they are. Give them something that is not the truth. My God. Give them something that is not the truth. And you won't have no trouble. My God will fill the place up in a little while. Give them the truth. What does the Bible say about truth? That the way of truth is evil spoken of. The way of truth is evil spoken of. Anybody will speak evil of the truth. But if you come and bring some damnable heresy, this is what Peter said in the second chapter of 2 Peter. You listen.
But there were false prophets also among the people.
Now, if the people was against false prophets, as they should be, everybody ought to hate a false prophet.
Amen.
Everybody. Everybody ought to rise up against him and hate him like they do a snake. Amen. Why should you hate him? We're going to show you according to the Bible why you should. All right.
But there were false prophets.
But there were false prophets. And all the people, them false prophets, them sent to hell and sent in those that remain, that let them send it. Everything that is not like God, every honest heart ought to hear. What did David say? I hate every false way. Didn't you say so? Do you? But you'll take the majority of people, they don't hate it in the false way. Let them go to the Madison Square Garden Wednesday night. You see. Wednesday night can't come fast enough to come. Why? They love false ways.
They don't hate it.
God moved on David and made David talk. And David said, I hate every false way.
I mean, I hate the Methodism and Baptism and Church of God and Christ and Grace and Father Divine and everything. I hate it. Amen. I hate it. Why? It's false. It's of the devil. He's got people calling him God. Amen. I wouldn't buy a meal out of his plate if it was sold for 2 cents. Take the dinner.
I wouldn't buy the devil's food, the devil letting him feed the folks. And the people that know speak well of him, the thought they can go there and get a cheap meal. Amen. I wouldn't eat there, praise God if it was free. Why? Why wouldn't I hate every false way, amen. I hate every false way. Everything is false, I hate it, amen. And I withdraw myself from everything that is false. Why? Because I'm standing up for God. I couldn't tell him, man, they prayed in him and called him to draw a number of years. I'd stop him. I'd start a fast. What I do, I stop eating and start a battle. But when you're perverse, you don't hate nothing. Don't hate nothing when you're perverse. You fall in line with it. Amen. And you're going to hell for doing. Everybody, you're going to hell. Anytime you believe a lie, you're going to hell for believing. Anytime you attach yourself to something that is a lie, you're going to hell for attaching yourself. Yes, you are. All right, read.
But there were false prophets also among the people.
Plenty of them now, isn't it?
Amen.
People say, no, one woman arrests me quite often. She might be in the church tonight. She won't let herself be known. Write me for years. Amen. She says she justifies everybody that preaches anything and condemns me. I'm the only false prophet. Amen. And that don't fit with the Bible. Notice what this says.
But there were false prophets.
False prophets. That's more than one. So that don't get me. All right.
Also among the people.
Also among the people.
Even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Even as there shall be false teachers. False teachers
among you.
Among you.
Who privily shall bring in damnable heresy.
Who privately shall bring in damnable heresy. Damnable. Are you listening? Those false prophets. Those false teachers going to bring in damnable heresy, damnable. Something that will damn the folk that they follow after. And listen what the Bible says now.
And shall bring in damnable heresy.
That's what they're going to bring in, that's what they brought in.
That's denying the Lord that brought
them. The Methodists brought in damnable heresy. Because the Methodists ain't nothing like the Bible. Baptists brought in damnable heresy. There ain't nothing like the Bible. The Baptists brought in damnable heresy. Grace brought in damnable heresy. The Church of God and Christ brought in damnable heresy. Every church in New York and out of New York has brought in damnable heresy. They're not following the Word of God. They don't have one in the country. Unless you preach all I preach and believe and practice what I preach and believe, is able to stand behind what I preach with Bible. Not one. And I can say it and say nobody say that. But that don't turn them. They don't stop. They don't stop after they let me get rid of them, go on to a false test. Why? They love the wages of unrighteousness. They're like Balaam. He was so wicked and terrible, God talked, turned through an ass, forbidding the madness of the prophet. But listen what the Bible says. Hey, you that have ears to hear.
Even denying the Lord.
Right, in eternity, you're going to whip the gut that your mother never conceived you. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You, those that hate the truth, they're going to whip the gut that they're going to test the day you're conceived. You get in hell, you're going to stay there. How long? Forever. Didn't know that? You're going to stay in hell forever. But transgressing what God said and saying to obey what He told you. Fulfill the lust of your flesh and did what you want to do in this life, and God's going to kick you into hell and going to keep you over there forever. Amen.
Amen.
All right. But the last false prophet, they got an instinct, as I said, in them. They have an instinct in them that knows he ought to do some kind of wisdom. Therefore, the doctor says, no, stop you from sweethearting and drinking beer and smoking, amen, and telling lies and watching television, devoting mine if you want to. And I joined the Baptist church because I can do it with you. That's why the Baptist church is well attended. It's not attended for the gospel, for there ain't no gospel there, and there ain't got nothing to do there. There ain't no gospel in the Baptist church. Never was, and I never will be. And out of time, the Baptist preacher said, I've been there. But why do they lack it? Can do as a priest. My God, it can be up in the choir singing with the belly full of liquor, like the drink last night. And they sang this morning. As the preacher smelled it on the bread, they ain't going to say, you get out of here, you and Christian sing. Sing. But God's going to sit here. See, you can. God's going to sit here. As Paul prophet in Wilson, North Carolina, one of his members got drunk and couldn't get to church that Sunday. Too drunk. And they met him the next morning, Monday morning, and told him, explained to him why he couldn't get there, but he gave him $5. Paul prophet said to him, God bless you, said, I wish I had $100. Give him $5. He wasn't bored because the man is sold. That's what you got now. That's what you have. And the people delight in following after such things. That's the reason that they said, depending upon the Baptist church, the Lutheran, the Christian, the Christian, the Anticipating, Jehovah's Witnesses, all of that church of Christ, they are well attended. Why? Can do as I want to do. Amen. Preacher let the folk do the dream and do as he wants to. Amen. He can do anything he wants to do. Such a disgrace broke out in Miami. A disgrace. As if anybody called himself a preacher, the thing the preacher was caught in, and the folk that we don't believe that you intended to do nothing wrong. Look him right back. What the Bible says, like people, like preachers. And that's the time that the hides them. They know who they're hiding. And the preacher knows who's hiding. All under the light. You can do any kind of rock you want to do. You get by with the people because the folks are crooked. Folks crooked. The Bible says they love to have it so. They don't want nothing straight. When Jesus was there, they say, you know what they said about God that formed them in the womb and made them? You know what they said about it? You don't know, I'll tell you. You know what they said about him when they had a murderer there by robbers? And one had to be released. And they said, give us by robbers. Who was a murderer? Give us by robbers. one that formed in the womb, and one that had lived holy and straight, away with it. What? Away with it. What going to do with him then? Crucify him. Kill him. We don't want him. That same spirit is in the people today.
That's the reason this building tonight has been run over with people. Because they say, away with the truth. Away with the truth. Give up killing. What's your biggest thing? That if you don't come, then you're not living. There's no heaven over you. The Bible, Peter said, in the third chapter, 2 Peter, he said, the day of the Lord will come.
But the day of the Lord will come.
Really? You believe it, Bill? No, one day death is going to... You played around, you played the devil, you ain't know the word of God, you hate the truth, you joined false churches, you followed that which was false, you ain't wide over our lives, but death is going to hit you one day and hit you not to tell. And when it hits you, my God, that'd be the saddest hour that ever come to you since you was born. That's reason Jesus said, he that hears these things of mine and do them, that I likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. That the flood came, the wind blew and beat on it, but it didn't fall. Said, but he that hath these sins of mine and doeth them not, I'm going to liken him to a foolish man that built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and said, the house fell. And said, great was the fall of it. So when you play around here and tell your day of the Lord come and catch you and death hits you and you fall under death in sin, let me tell you one thing, it's going to be the greatest fall that ever was when a man or a woman will play around here with your foolishness and your ignorance and falling after the devil and the lust and the pride of life and mess around here until you fall in death without God. I tell you, you're the biggest fool that ever lived. You're going to find out who you're the biggest fool that ever lived. I don't care what you had or what you could get to go out and play the devil and have big times and walk after the flesh, you're still a fool. Because the Bible says what?
But the day of the Lord will come. Night.
It's going to slip up on you. Just at the time you're not thinking, it's going to slip. Don't believe it? The Bible is saying it. You don't believe it?
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall fall away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt.
This heaven ain't going to stay here forever. And the elements not going to stay here forever. And the earth that you own that thinks so much of, that's not going to stay here. And the works in the earth, they're not going to stay. Then where are you going?
Where are you going? You have made no preparation whatsoever. Where are you going? Heaven is going to pass away with a great noise.
The
heaven is going to melt with fallen heat.
The earth also,
and the works that are in the earth
is
going to be burned up. Then where are you going? You have made no preparation. You haven't obeyed God. Where are you going? This earth that now is, where it is now, is going to be a lake of fire here. That is going to burn forever. Yes, it is. Moses said in Deuteronomy, that there's a fire kindling God's anger. That's going to burn to the lowest hell. It's going to consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundation of the mountain. This earth is going to burn up the rock. Amen. The sea, the land, and everything in earth is going to burn up, and this is going to be our bottomless pit that God is going to
speak to it and shall burn forever. And she's going to obey too. Devil make a fool out of the people and they fall quickly to false doctrine to a lie. After you know these false churches, can you imagine not a church in Harlem Heights and look at their attendance? Not a church in Harlem Heights and look at their attendance. And a preacher in Harlem can walk out and say, I'm my church is right, and I'm preaching the word of God, and I defy anybody to condemn one single preacher. There's no preacher in Harlem can say that but me. I'm only one saying I can live unto it. I dare anybody to condemn one thing I preach. And I dare them to justify what they've been preaching. And the people hear me do it, but that don't move the folks. When they hear me to guarantee and certify the gospel of preach, they get wrapped up and go to a false church. Why? That's not right. Listen to what the Bible says now in 2 Peter.
But the day of the Lord will come.
I'm
the second chapter now. And many shall follow their
religious ways. How many going to follow those false prophets that is bringing in their endeavor? How many going to follow them? A dozen?
And many.
And God says that the Bible is not all the same. Many
shall follow their religious ways.
Isn't that the truth today?
Amen.
Every church you look at false. Every church is in that fault. I cover ground, you know. I cover thousands of miles. I took a trip and covered thousands of miles when it was turning on the car. And every side was down and there was a false church. And up on the hill, a false church. And on the highway, a false church. And going to the city. For I get there, I see the people pointing up. And Paul said, I'm going to get there and stand by and look on and see what time it is.
See another people pointing up past that St. Paul's Lutheran.
That's what the folk like. They like that. I'm talking about it. They love it. In eternity, you're going to remember that you heard Bishop Johnson. In eternity. I'm bringing to you the thing that is for Savior, but they're not interested. Don't want to go in and be sprinkled. Go let a false prophet sprinkle. They know that John didn't sprinkle Jesus. They know he did. Even in a Methodist church, I was in a Methodist church and they had a window, same last window, and had John and Jesus there, and John was baptized in Jesus. In the water. Wasn't sprinkled him. Why didn't they put up that sprinkler? See how they know the Bible? Had him up in the window that John was baptizing Jesus. And when they get ready to get somebody baptized, they have a little bowl. I'm buying a church now in Boston, a Presbyterian church. And they got the baptism pool that's big enough to wash the sea. What they gonna do? If anybody want to be baptized, just put the thing in them. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Take that and go to hell.
And the most intelligent people would walk up there and submit themselves to it. School teachers. Submit themselves to it. Lawyers. He'd rather belong to a Presbyterian church than be here. He'll submit himself to it because he can go on back to his office the next morning. I joined the church last night. Light a cigar. I said I can get a can of beer. Huh? Yeah. My God. Listen to what the Bible says.
And many shall follow their religious ways.
I want to give you the word tonight. Bless your heart. I want to give you the word of God. I want to give you something that you never received unless you got it from me. And many
shall follow
their perverted, crooked, twisted, tangible
way.
Many! What do you hear the Bible talk?
Many.
Many shall follow.
Many. Many shall follow that pernicious way. Many. 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 They don't want no Bible. They don't want them folks, them set doors, don't want no Bible. They don't have no Bible. Don't want none. Ain't but one Bible in the church. That's the one the preacher got up there, and he don't understand that. And they don't want him to understand. Just go to church, that's all. Go to church. Get some kind of baptism. Any kind. But this, when you tell them to get this one, then it's a complete hope. Tell them, repent and be baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No. Won't get too close to the Holy Ghost, because that'll break up my folly ground. Keep me from doing what I want to do. I don't want no Holy Ghost. I joined the Baptist church. My mother went to heaven from the Baptist church. All right, friends, you'll understand. Everybody will understand later. Thank God, when you're cursed that day you were concealed in the womb, you find yourself buried in hell in a lake of fire burning there forever. Then you come to yourself. Then you won't be stubborn. Then you'd wish to God you could get a hold of Bishop Johnson for 5 minutes. And you'd obey all of faith. As a Catholic man was clerking, he was my head meat cutter. He was Catholic, and he used to fight around there with the girls and fight with the members about his Catholic church. And he went home one night and he dreamed he was dying. And in this dream, he dreamed he was dying. And when he found out he was dying, he yelled out, "Where is Bishop Johnson?" He didn't ask where was the Pope. And he come back to the store and told the girls about it. "But I dreamed last night I was dying, and I hollered for Bishop Johnson." Why didn't I holler for the priest? Why didn't I holler for the Pope? He didn't have no faith in me. But the reason he stayed in there is because he was permitted to do as he pleased. People don't know what the folks will do from the Baptist churches and the Methodist churches and different false churches. Know what to do when they want to know the truth about a thing. Know what to do? Write to me. Got a pastor paying the dues in the church and write to me. As a Baptist church went up the street from me in Philadelphia, and a man come down to my house and called me out and asked me a question. I said, "Where you belong?" He said, "I belong up to the Miller Memorial." Miller Memorial. "And you come down here to ask me, got a pastor? You tell me the truth about it." "Well, you got a pastor that you don't believe will tell you the truth, and you say that? People are wicked. I tell you, folks is wicked now. Wicked! But the day of the Lord will come." All right, read, son.
"And many shall follow their
ministry." Many! Don't examine what they got. They don't examine. They won't examine Billy Graham. They're not going to examine him. They're going to swallow down what he told him, as he tell him the devil made him famous so he could bring folks to hell. He himself don't know how he becomes so famous. But I know. You don't become famous with nothing like this. Never would. This don't make you famous. This keeps you back from honor. You know, Balak said to Balaam, "That I thought to promote you to honor, sir, but God has kept you back from honor." And that's what God has done for his preachers, to keep them back from honor. Because the Bible said, "Woe unto him that the world speaks well." Can I say so? "For so did their fathers to who? The false prophets." Woe! Woe, listen what the Bible says. Woe unto him that the earth be dweller. And the devil made him famous so that the people would be a joy, a pleasure, just to be able to look at it and pick what it tells you. And the way he got his salvation was there was in a meeting and a man was preaching, and he walked up and gave the preacher his hand and got his heart. And he said, it felt good. The devil relieved him of the pressure and made him feel happy and told him, now you got it. Now go out and preach it to others. And it's no more like there ain't no Bible that says that. There's no Bible that says give a man your hand and guard your heart. Ain't no Bible that says that. Jesus didn't tell Nicodemus to give me your hand and give God your heart.